Time 7:43 at WBFO. We welcome to WBFO this morning, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Good morning to you, Lieutenant Governor.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time with us. I know it's a busy time for state officials, for sure. Obviously, you're getting a lot of questions about ventilators, I'm sure, this morning regarding the governor's announcement on Friday that he was going to, in essence, move ventilators, unused ventilators, out of upstate New York to downstate. What is the latest on that? I know there's been quite a bit of discussion about it over the weekend.
You know, and I'm really happy to have this opportunity to just clarify what the governor is talking about. He simply said that he's looking at an executive order which would authorize him to be able to take an assessment of where all the ventilators are, the needs of the hospitals in those communities, and also be able to redeploy if necessary. So he's just simply reserving the right to do this. No ventilators have left Western New York, despite people trying to politicize this issue and trying to scare people. There's fear-mongering going on and people putting out false information saying that there's been 50 confiscated in the middle of the night. All of that is false. And simply think about it in these terms. What happens during a snowstorm in Western New York when we are paralyzed and people are stranded on the thruway for 32 hours, as has happened? And
well, of course, I apologize, Lieutenant Governor, but we only have so much time. So I just want to I want to make sure, though, that but from this perspective, though, we're asking everybody in these communities all around upstate New York to stay inside, to close businesses. There's a huge personal sacrifice there. But just symbolically, the idea that their ventilators from their local healthcare facility could be taken in advance and not be there when they need them, isn't that a mixed message? Isn't that a mixed message at a time when we need everybody to contribute?
I think I take issue with the last thing you said, they won't be there when they need them. We are doing a hour-by-hour assessment of the needs in every single hospital. And there is no way, and the governor was as clear as could be yesterday when he spoke about this, that there's no way we're going to leave anyone without a ventilator in a community where they need to have them.
Okay.
If you simply do a survey of all the hospital beds that are being filled, whether there people are needing ventilators, there is surplus supply, not in every community. And certainly communities where they're starting to see a spike in admissions will not be touched, because what the governor is talking about, 20% of your unused. So it's simply a matter of how many people are being hospitalized, how many are ICUs. So we're not leaving any community without what they need. There's no way that's going to happen.
Okay.
And that's the fear-mongering that's going on out there. People are saying this, and it's not true.
Well, again, though, the governor was the one who issued it, and his words right now have a lot of weight to him at this particular juncture, as you well know. Just can you then give us specifics on what is happening here in Western New York? Because that's what we are concerned about. Are there certain hospitals right now that are not getting their ventilators used, who aren't seeing heavy admissions? Can you clarify on that?
When you think about the fact that there have been no elective surgeries for weeks, those are people who usually come in. If they need a stent put in or they need a hip replacement surgery, these are the ones who might be needing a ventilator to keep them going during the aftermath of surgery, depending on what's going on. So all those have ceased. So if you do a survey of how many beds are being filled in ERs and in hospitals, there is capacity, which is exactly what we wanted to have. The governor insisted that they increase their capacity by 50%, in some cases upwards of 100%, and stop elective surgery. And there have been fewer trauma cases, fewer people on the roads, fewer victims of crime showing up with gunshot wounds. So there is capacity right now. If that starts to change, I mean, right now, all cases, if you look at all cases in New York State, 5% of the 122,000 are in upstate New York versus 95% downstate. If that those numbers start shifting and there starts to be a need, or there's a hot spot anywhere in outside the New York City area, the resources will be deployed there within seconds, that there will be a shift immediately. And people need to take comfort in that. There's no way. And I'm camped out in upstate New York, focused on upstate New York, and in constant communication with our supply, our inventory, and where the needs are. And if we see a spike in numbers, I mean, there may not be a single ventilator that ever has to leave Western New York. We don't know that.
Right.
But I give the governor credit for reserving the right to be able to continue to save lives where the needs are greatest. And I'm glad to know that just like during a snowstorm, when we need help from other parts of the state, that help arrives. And the governor literally talked about this in his national press conference, said if there's a need in Western New York, in Buffalo, I will personally transport a ventilator from the farthest end of the state to make sure it gets there. And I think people need to just take a breath and know that we've been focused on this in a way that's been very productive and positive. But the way we can stop people from upstate New York, western New York, needing ventilators is to stop the spread. And that's the power that every single individual has. I know it sounds like a broken record.
Yes. Well, no, and you're absolutely right, and that's good to know. So then, if you can then clarify this then for us, you're keeping an eye on the spread. What are you seeing in Western New York right now?
There has been an increase, but an increase in places where you'd actually we're not surprised. I mean, we knew that if this hits a nursing home or skilled nursing facility or senior assisted living, it could really spread like wildfire, because we've been talking about for several months now that this is the most vulnerable population. And it's heartbreaking if your parents or grandparents are in one of these facilities and you get word that there's been individuals who contracted coronavirus and now there's a spread. So these are pockets where we anticipated need and we're prepared to deal with that. In fact, there's conversations with the Department of Health right now on how to deal with the situation at Father Baker. But the vast majority of people, 80% of people who contract the virus will never even need to be hospitalized. There are people walking among us now in grocery stores who are asymptomatic. They're not showing any symptoms, but they could be carriers. That's why we're not just talking about hospitalizations rate. We're talking about people staying home, because you may not even know you have it. And the vast majority will self-resolve. You'll take care of it at home, or you'll never even feel any symptoms. And it's that 20% that we need to be concerned about that may end up in a hospital. And of those, for example, in New York State, there's probably 4,000. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but there's a certain number of people who are hospitalized. And even among that, it's a smaller number who need ventilators.
Okay.
So that's what we're watching. In New York, and certainly in Western New York, the numbers are creeping upwards, but that is not a surprise to us. I mean, our population would dictate we'd have a certain number. And the good news is that people are now who had been hospitalized are starting to leave the hospital, whether it's New York City or Western New York. And what the governor talked about yesterday was starting to see a positive trend in that the number of deaths for the first time declined. Now, we'll watch this over a number of days, because this has all been driven by data and science only. And projections are helpful, but we have to look at where we are in this very moment. And that was a blip of good news. We hope it ends up being a trend. That's the best news that could happen, that it really has been contained. And if we can contain it upstate New York, if people will exercise good judgment when it comes to the celebrations that are coming up, whether it's Easter, whether it's, you know, Passover, Seder, whether it's Dingus Day, if people can just exercise the restraint, and I know how hard it is, but if they can just continue to practice social distancing through the next week, 2 weeks, or however long this is necessary, we will be able to prevent Western New York from becoming a hot spot. But I'm going to tell you one more time, if we ever have a need for more ventilators, more supplies, we'll make sure that they're here.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, I appreciate your time very much this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.